30 years ago when I first taught the Holocaust people, asked, why is it relevant?
Yeah.
And I wish the world was such that they didn't ask why it's relevant. That they didn't understand why it was relevant. Because the world is such now that they do understand why it's relevant.
Yeah.
I'm asked very often, how can you bear to read that? How can you bear to teach that? And I don't regard myself as a downer or a pessimistic, you know, Mr. Pessimism or something mm-hmm. like that. The answer in part is it happened, it's the definitive event of 20th century humanity. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, you know, we have to learn from that. My teacher Rubenstein said the Holocaust is an expression in the extreme of what is common in the mainstream of Western civilization. And he's not wrong. We used to think the answer to the Holocaust was never again. But the reality is we can't say that with a straight face because we've had genocide since, and we've had indifference to genocide since.
Yeah.
So the answer, what can we say is not this time. Not on my watch, not during my tenure in history. And that's an urge to get active now. And I can say that in part, yeah, we've learned, but our narrative is much more complex. So, take Jewish history for a moment. In one sense, Jews thought we had figured out the history of the Holocaust and its implication. We were victims because we did not have land, because we did not have adequate power. And we thought that powerlessness invites victimization. And we thought the fact that we were without an army and without a state meant that we could be picked up. Part of what we've discovered, ironically, is the irony of contemporary Jewish history, is that Israel's weakness is its strength, and its strength is its weakness. Not that it should be weak, but that Israel's greatest vulnerability is that it's perceived as being so strong that nothing it does to defend itself is regarded as just. And we've also discovered that there is such a residue of victimization that the Jewish community continues to see things as Holocaust-like peril that have no such actual relationship.